Good evening. In honor of Columbus / Indigenous Peoples Day this week, we are airing this special minisode celebrating the achievements of the discoverer of North America, Peter Potamus.
Captain Columbus wants to buy this property.
Never. Land belong to Hothead Tribe.
But you are standing in the way of progress. Don't you want to have skyscrapers, supermarkets, freeways?
Freeways?
I think I said the magic word.
Bunga, bunga, akuma, kapau!
Hey, this is Mike.
This is also Mike.
And this is Daryl.
And this is Forgotten Failures.
Ooh, I don't know why we're doing ghost voices.
I was trying to do like a fun kids show host voice.
Okay.
That's why that I don't works. Host a kids show. I host a podcast about stupid cartoons from Hanna-Barbera, like the one we watched this week, Peter Potamus. I believe this was episode 47 of Peter Potamus.
And So-So. Don't forget So-So.
Yeah, oh, that's right.
Don't forget
So-So. Yeah, so this episode was called America or Bust, and in this one, they helped Columbus discover America.
Yeah, yeah. In fact, they pretty much single-handedly discovered America.
Yeah, I mean, Columbus was just kind of there by default.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it was made in 1964, so you can expect a whole lot of stuff.
Fallacies?
I don't even know if I'd call them fallacies. Some of the stuff is just hard to talk about. Yeah.
What? There's just some Indians, and they just burn people at the stake.
Yeah. No
big ironically, deal. At this time, the Spaniards, among them Christopher Columbus, were the ones burning people at the stake in the Inquisition.
Yeah. These Spaniards sounded very Italian, like
Mario
and Luigi.
Italian alike.
Yeah. Like, hey, let's go down to the America.
Oh, America. Hey,
I think that was more Jamaican, Mike, than Italian.
Hey, man, don't be confusing my American voice. Whatever the hell that was.
Hey, man, I and I gonna discover a new world.
Hey, man. Trying to stay out to America.
There's so many codfish in the waters off to America. It's Irie, man.
As long as I got my lucky egg.
What?
It's from Cool Runnings.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Where's Peter Potamus, you dead man?
It's by the beach.
What part of the beach? Right near the beach, boy.
Well,
well, there were no actual Jamaicans in Peter Potamus.
Yeah, or Indians, well, for that matter.
Yeah. Although there was a Chief Crazy Horse. I don't know if it was supposed to be him or if it was a knockoff.
Crazy
yeah.
Buffalo.
He looked exactly like Chief Crazy Buffalo. Buffalo.
I think this is just Chief Crazy Buffalo from the Wacky Races episodes.
Yeah, except that chief, though an offensive stereotype, at least was a little more accurate than this one, because he was supposed to be like living on the Great Plains somewhere.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, this one lives in a hole in the ground.
Yeah, well, I guess he's one of the Narragansett Indians, was it? The first encountered? No. I don't know.
I highly doubt this was historically accurate.
Oh, no. Columbus didn't land in New England. That was in the Caribbean.
Never yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they didn't wear buffalo skin robes like this guy did. Just to back up a little bit, I don't know what I expected from Peter Potamus, but it wasn't a time-traveling hot air balloon.
No, me neither.
No. I also wasn't expecting Peter Potamus to sound like Peter Griffin.
Yeah, to me, he sounded like Fred Flintstone.
He's kind of like that.
Like it's a mashup of those two.
Yeah, according to Wikipedia, his voice is an imitation of Joe E. Brown, which I did not recognize, but he was like a comic actor from the 30s and 40s. He's probably most famous as the guy that falls in love with Jack Lemmon in Some Like It Hot.
Oh, I actually do know that.
So I remember seeing a couple of his movies when he was young, and his most annoying character trait is that after everything he says, he goes, ha-ha! Like, how you doing there?
Well, that's Peter Potamus.
Yeah, that's Peter Potamus. And his little buddy, Mojo, or whatever his name is.
So-so.
Yeah. So-so.
Yeah.
A Peter character Potamus. So bland they didn't even bother to really name him.
Yeah, like, who's that guy? So-so.
Yeah, and he sounds exactly like Boo Boo.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. A little bit. Yeah, Peter Potamus is basically just like a quick-witted smartass with a lot of dad jokes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like bad puns.
He looks like Peter Griffin, and he is kind of like Peter Griffin. But not quite as foul-mouthed.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, this was the 60s.
Yeah, I mean, so you could still say things like Indians and just show... I don't even feel bad. You know, they call them Indians here, and I don't think it's actually offensive because this could represent no person ever.
Yeah,
or
yeah.
This represents... This is just like a stereotype off of a stereotype here.
Okay.
It's not even... So I don't think it's really I don't even know what I'm talking about. I'm just so offended by...
Yeah, it was bizarre.
Please describe in detail the behavior of these Indians.
Well, after they come out of their holes...
They have teepees, but they were in holes.
Yeah, I'm not really sure why. They, of course, have the stereotypical, English me-think-em...
This white Indian man words. Come on my land.
This land belong hophead tribe.
Yeah.
Which I guess is fine since, Christopher Columbus has a overblown Italian accent.
Yeah.
We are going to find America. Hey.
Hey.
Yeah. So,
where's that a pizza pie?
So you can probably tell we didn't like this quite as much as Secret Squirrel.
It wasn't bad. It was
for certain reasons.
Yeah. The whole fact that Peter Potamus time traveling hot air balloon.
Yeah, Secret Squirrel has a lot of gadgets, but he doesn't have one of them.
Yeah, and a hot air balloon that travels into time just randomly. They even say, it just like, you don't know what you get when you have a time dial. Well, you think if you could make a time dial and a time machine, you could figure out where it sends you.
I think Peabody and Sherman originated a few years earlier than this, and they had a more accurate time machine than this one was.
Well, you know what? That's actually kind of sad because, at least one of them was basically a scientist. This is a hippopotamus.
A platypotamus.
A platypotamus in a British explorer's outfit.
Yeah, that's right. He's wearing a safari hat. I didn't know that. Say what you will about these Indians and their negative stereotyping. They know they have dynamite technology.
Yeah, they do.
And they recognize him as a hippopotamus.
Yeah, they know what a hippopotamus is. That's cool.
Yeah,
they've been brushing up on their National Geographic.
The Native Americans.
Yeah, because the Spaniards use Peter Potamus as a emissary to bring in a peace treaty. Yeah. And the Indian goes up to him and looks at the peace treaty and says, hippo, you're not very hip.
And then they strap him to a pole and try to cook him like fire.
Were they trying to cook him? Or were they just trying to torture him with fire?
Maybe they were torturing him. Yeah, one or the other.
Yeah, which is funny because, if Christopher Columbus had landed at this time, it would have been like, I recognize that. I saw that right before I came here. Mm-hmm. We're not so different.
Yeah.
Yeah. They have the Inquisition here, too.
Cool. Are these infidels? So they think the Holy Trinity are separate pieces.
They think we're infidels. That's so cute.
Oh, weird.
I think the most shocking line, I guess the word shocking is acceptable, when Peter Potamus tries to ask them to sign this peace treaty, of course they refuse, and he says, "What? Why would you stand in the way of progress?"
Let the white man take your
wife. You backwards heathens. Why do you want to stand in the way of progress? Don't you want highways and skyscrapers?
Yeah.
Yeah, but the Indian does respond to the word highway with complete horror.
Yes. No.
They didn't even offer him a turkey or anything.
No.
Yeah, no wampum, no maize.
Or stuffing.
They didn't they didn't smoke him a single piece pipe.
Cranberry sauce, nothing.
Although I did find it funny that Christopher Columbus said, offer him $24 in trinkets and stuff.
I missed that. That's hilarious.
Yeah, I didn't realize they were still talking about the whole $24 thing in 1964.
Yeah, yeah. I guess that was...
Of course, Christopher Columbus was the one who bought Manhattan Island.
Yeah, exactly. They just conflate all the stories.
Oh, man.
Yes.
He's also they also threw in like a General Custer thing, which I don't really know if they kind of missed the mark on their target audience. I don't know if people who'd be getting up really early in the morning in 1964 to watch cartoons would be very familiar with a massacre.
Yeah.
Well, that's something for the kid, for the parents / older brothers.
Yeah.
I think kids were fascinated by westerns at this time, weren't they? They knew about General Custer.
Yeah, why not? When was Bonanza out?
Good question. Before any of us were born, long before.
Yeah,
that's
for sure.
So I don't remember.
I think my dad watched Bonanza. So
yeah.
All right. Well, we might be done with Peter Potamus now.
Yeah, I don't know. Like plot wise, the whole like random time travel thing really works to their advantage. They could just be like, "Well, this week we're going to whatever the French Revolution."
Yeah.
At the beginning of the episode, their balloon got hit by lightning, and did it deflate? No, it turned into what looked like a broken Christmas tree ornament. What kind of balloon is this?
Yeah, I don't want to just throw the axe on Peter Potamus altogether, just because it was so weird.
Yeah,
like, it leaves the possibilities for plots are just like so off the wall. It's almost worth like at least giving it another shot or two.
Yeah,
I would definitely. This episode is Wow. But yeah. I totally want to watch another one.
Yeah, the ones where they travel back to medieval Europe might be worth a watch.
Yeah.
I want to hear them, like, you know, crack wise dad jokes at, like, wenches in taverns or, like, you know, someone being beheaded.
Yeah, I want to see if they turn them into some sort of play on Sir Lancelot.
Yeah. Oh, man. What else? Anything else interesting happened in this episode? Oh, Hippo Peterpotamus also has this crazy hurricane holler that knocks the Indians into submission.
Yeah, I'd like to see if that's a thing he does regularly or if he just made that up for this episode.
Yeah, I don't know. Because I feel like he said something like, I'll unveil my hurricane holler. Like
it was Hippo hurricane holler.
Yeah, like it was a new thing. But so that basically got us America. And
Peterpotamus blew away the Indians with his hippo breath.
Yeah, and through time travel, he named America because it was already named America from the future.
Yeah.
Because that gave... It's like that never-ending cycle. Like, he named America because it was named America, but he told Christopher Columbus
America. Oh, man, don't think about it too much, man.
Oh, man, what's going on here?
Time butterfly spiral. Effect.
But if it was really a Peter Griffin character, he would have definitely named America Peter Potamica.
Or,
Petoria.
The Patriots.
Yeah, the country would be called the Patriots. Yeah.
Welcome to the Patriots.
Well, like the Seychelles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
The Bahamas.
I mean, he is Peter Griffin. I wouldn't put it past him to name a country the Patriots.
The Patriots.
Okay. Well, I think that's our minisode, and stay tuned next week for a special guest, Mike R's father, will discuss an episode of Bonanza.
All right.
He's going to be talking about Hoss and the other guy.
I think there's one called Little John.
Yeah. All I know is Hoss. And I only know that because of the Lagwagon album.
Yeah, I was wondering about that.
All right.
Keep it real, yo.
My name is Christopher Columbus, sir. I am on the way to discover the new world.
What happened to the old one?
He means America.
America? Say, that's not bad. I'll make a note of that. Now, how would you like to be my emissary to the hostile Indians when we get there?